Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser. Hey, did you see Oppenheimer?
Yes, I did. I thought it dragged a little at the end, but it was pretty good leading up to the explosion.
It was quite the explosion. I saw it. Didn't do much for me. I was a little confused by some.
I think the last 40 minutes kind of could have been 20 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. He got investigated, and there were people out to get him, and that was okay. We didn't have to spend as much time winding her up as we did, I don't think. But then again, as compared to the effort by Spielberg, the other one about the thing in Oklahoma, that one really dragged. What was the name of that thing?
Yeah, Flower Moon or something?
Flower Moon, yeah.
Oof, I did not see that.
Well, you could see that on the internets pretty early, but man, it went on forever.
Is that long too? Forever. That's a long one.
Oh, longer, I think.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yes. Yeah. Pat? Now, I went to a great movie.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
all right.
American Fiction, and it's probably only about 140, but it's
never heard of
it. It's pretty good. It's this black guy who's considers himself an intellectual and has been writing these books that are intellectual, and he can't sell any. And he sees some of these blaxploitation books selling. So he writes one under an alias and becomes very popular. And the cast is great. The stuff that's going on, and it's a black comedy. I would say a black comedy in the sense that it's kind of dark, but it's good.
What's it called? American Fiction.
American Fiction. American
I wonder if
fiction.
I can say that into my microphone.
Would you guys be able to relate to a guy that wrote a book and wasn't able to sell?
I can. In fact, I'm writing this down. I know how that goes.
Well, yes, right. Yeah, that's right. That's the only book I ever. The only book I made any kind of an hourly wage on was Louis, because I edited it, and then Louis would drive to Bowabic to sell 15 books. He was out there making me money every
day. That's right.
So he took books with him to
Dubai. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Wonder if I can. Is she on TV yet? I wonder.
I don't think. Yeah, I think it just started pretty new. So, I bet it'll be there quick. It's not like a big. I don't think it's a big hit in the movies.
Pat,
I don't know. Yes,
I have bleak feelings. Spring's training, for all practical purposes, has started. There are people in the camps, and I just have this. I'm having a sinking feeling about the health of baseball. I just, wish I didn't. You know, football's coming off this 122 million people watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, you got if you're gonna register, if you're gonna mark up a World Series that draws 8 million and them 122, we got different audiences. There's no doubt about it. But I think baseball is coming off a fairly good season. You know.
It's
really regional. It's not a national sport anymore. It's a regional sport, just like hockey is, and to some extent basketball.
Baseball needs, and I'm not kidding. It needs its own Taylor Swift situation. Well, look at the way that drew in so many people who never previously watched a football game.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and baseball has the older audience, though, so to get some youth in there would really
They need a Taylor well. Swift situation. I don't know who that would be, but if Kelsey somehow could play baseball, you'd have a hell of a baseball season this year because you'd have all of all the networks worried about her.
Yes, that's true. Although, in the defense of the networks, now, when she came down after the AFC title game and the Super Bowl and smacked a kiss on him, they kind of exploited that. But during the year, she was on for 30 seconds.
It was that anticipation in the room. The only reason a 12-year-old girl watched and turned it on was maybe she'll see her.
That's true. I talk to baseball coaches, you know, high school coaches and, Legion and stuff like that. And the numbers of players are pretty good, but the kids never sit down and watch a ball game.
Nope.
If they hear about a highlight on the YouTube or someplace, they'll watch it TikTok. They'll watch it 50 times if it's some odd. But the idea of watching even what is now a 2-hour and 40-minute game instead of a 3-hour and 20-minute game, to sit down and watch it from the first pitch to the last pitch, as I did in my youth, they would not consider doing that.
That's where I was going to go, Patrick, because I have a 12 and a 9-year-old. Both of them play baseball. We had practice yesterday, and they'll watch a little bit of the Twins game with me. But they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't pick it up and turn it on their own. I don't believe.
Yeah, that's that is. I don't know what the solution is there, but it as long as people are playing it, I think you're okay. But then again, a lot of people are playing soccer, and there's guys like me who wouldn't watch it if they were playing in the backyard. So
I think baseball should reject, other than picking up the speed of the game, I think baseball, to protect its place in American life, should reject all modernization efforts. I don't want to see robots. I don't want to see automatic umpires. The game's charm should be enough. Well, maybe it can't be enough to prevail, but the game's charm should be its selling point.
Yes, I'm not big on the I don't mind a guy replay. Baseball replay is annoying. And the umpires blowing a few calls was fun. That was fun. That was part of the fun of the game. And see the guys screaming at them and doing that. But now we're going to get the electronic zone in about 3 years, and then it's all automated. But then again, the modern era, the modern people want electronics in the game. So,
but we have to all three agree that we were against it. But the pitch clock was the greatest thing to happen to baseball.
Was not against the pitch clock. I was not against the pitch clock.
I thought you were.
I didn't have any idea it would work this well. I had no idea that it would have so little impact on the game as far as the playing of it. You know, the guy can't scratch himself a third time in the crotch or something, you know, was, you know, great. So that might have saved it from an earlier demise, I think.
I can't remember if I was for it or against it.
Oh, you were very much against it.
I was?
Yes.
I probably was. Yeah, but I like it. I like the way it turned out.
I can tell you, I can guarantee you, if you were still a sport writer,
I would have liked
loved it.
Yeah.
Yes, you liked
it. That's right.
You would have definitely liked it. That's for sure.
And, jokingly, not, I said, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's not even a topic of conversation down here this year. You're like, it's not, I asked a couple of guys, what do you think of the speed? What did you think of the speed up rules? And they all kind of said that, well, it was only a couple, but they said that they thought it would have more impact on the game, on the playing of the game than it did, but everybody got into the rhythm and it didn't become a big issue at all.
I said to a kid last night, a junior high school age type kid, I said jokingly, the score of the NBA game tonight will be 198 to 195. I was damn near right.
Low. Yeah, you were low.
I was low.
You were low. How can anybody watch
this? Oh, it's just silly.
I said it's the Harlem Globetrotters, but not at full speed. It's
right.
Half-speed Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
They're jogging down the court and trying to set up dunks. Nobody guards anybody. I don't know. What does the youth of America like some of the goofy stuff, or do they think this is silly, just like we all?
I don't know.
Anyone who's a basketball fan's got to puke when they watch this.
They are guaranteed to leave there uninjured. I do. That's fine.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
That's
fine. They're not going to hurt.
They're not going to hurt themselves.
Unless something happens off the court.
And in hockey, you were going to leave there uninjured. Yep. That's fine.
Yep. Yes. And they had them in Indianapolis instead of Vegas, Reavers, so they weren't going to get arrested.
That's true. That is true.
It used to be in the baseball game, Pete Rose could have killed somebody.
Sure.
You know.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. But baseball All-Star game is a classic impersonation of the sport compared to all the other All-Star games.
But football finally gave up and they played touch football.
They gave up and said, we're gonna run up and down the field here and see if we can get there fast.
And nobody can leave there uninjured, which is fine with me.
No. Right? Yeah. But as far as the NBA was concerned, I had this thought. I covered the All-Star game in Orlando when Magic was not playing because of AIDS. But Magic played in the All-Star game, and it was controversial, you know, and some players expressing doubts about guarding a guy with AIDS. And now they wouldn't have to worry about it. Nobody guards anybody anyway.
No, they just give them a lot of room.
Yeah, they'd say, you get the same room as everybody else. Don't worry about it, Magic.
Yeah. I can't believe you went to a movie on a Sunday afternoon. There was a hell of a golf tournament on TV.
But it was raining buckets down here.
Oh, boy.
We decided to do something with our life.
Yeah.
So we went drove about 8 miles to see this movie. It was good.
Good.
It was good. It really rained hard yesterday, but it's dried out today. They, you know, there's not that long. But later this week, they play the Gophers Friday night, I believe. They play their first game. So they don't get into it quite as quick as hockey, but almost. Hockey, of course, comes to practice to start the fall practice. They have a scrimmage, and 3 days later, they're playing a game at the X and charging people money.
Right, so, right.
You know, they got their, you know, the baseball spring training, Joe, is way longer now than it has to be. But they have these deals with the cities that build them all these ballparks. They got to give them 15, 16, 17 home games, so. They're playing 30 games. They the way these guys show up at camp now, ready to throw and everything, they could do this in about 3 weeks if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that to the, you know, like Fort Myers has got a lot of money invested in these two teams here, so they got to have a bunch of games to give people.
Our Wild lost a heartbreaker Saturday at the in overtime.
And they're playing
the
right now.
Yeah, they're playing at 1 o'clock today.
It's President's Day, baby. Yeah. Hockey is. Hey, do kids have school today?
Nope, they do not, Patrick.
When did President's Day become a holiday? for school.
I think it's been a couple of years that we haven't had school on President's Day.
Wow. Wow. I was surprised that it's become a, you know, an event, but, I know you. The mailman gets a day off. I know that. But,
no mail today, much to my regret.
Yeah. we had a bit of a situation. The young lady that has been going into the house and leaving mail there and stuff reported that it was very cold inside.
Uh-oh.
Turns out the some valve on the furnace. The Ryan boys saved me. They got over there and fixed it, but there's some kind of a valve on the furnace, Joe. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they have valves.
It wasn't working.
Okay.
It was faulty, so it was 50 degrees in there. So we caught it just in time. We've had a little cold weather lately up there, right?
That beats the hell out of you going down and try to mitigate a flood with a drinking glass.
You know, my knees have never been the same.
No, you screwed them up. Shot.
Yes. We need more cups.
Yes.
I need a pan.
I had a big, one of those wobbly plastic tubs.
God.
And I was walking up the steps in the dark.
Yep.
Trying to dump it into the
sink.
Thing in there where we wash clothes and stuff.
The drain.
The laundry tub.
Yeah.
The laundry tub. We were
dropping. Yeah, yeah.
The fact that I never fell down and drowned is amazing. myself,
And drowned.
It's incredible.
Wasn't that bad.
It's incredible.
We had quite a big event at Worth Park, Patrick, the Loppet.
How about the number of people that allegedly showed up?
Yeah.
Like 30,000 or
something?
Yeah,
it was quite the spectacle. I didn't get there, but it was a nice day for it. And
the Minnesota weather came through for them. We got just enough snow, and then it stayed cold enough it didn't melt.
When that happened, Pat, local news was talking to officials with the event saying that, well, this snow might be bad for the event, which got me a little bit puzzled. Well, because apparently they were setting the course up in anticipation of them
not
exactly, and so that apparently the snow was going to be a bad thing, but they obviously made it work.
Was that thing televised?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't it the national championship or
it was,
international
World Cup? It's a World Cup. It's just alpine skiing. They go to Switzerland and all these. They have this whole circuit, right?
It was an event. It wasn't the finals.
No, and it was one of the World Cup events in not alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, cross country. And there's nine of them or something. And the U.S. has had very few. We've had two, and the U.S. has had very few of these events. So,
the local kid Diggins podiumed. She was on the podium.
Yes, and then some local guy won the big race, right?
Yeah.
Some guy I never heard of.
An American won the thing.
You know what I used to say about our skiers, our cross-country skiers in the Olympics, Joe? You've been there, too. We would fly to Sweden or Norway to watch these guys and go up to the mountain and watch them finish 48th. But if they had been skiing around the parking lot in front of the building, we wouldn't have went and watched.
Right.
We'd travel the world to see a U.S. guy finish 44th. But Diggins has, of course, been a phenomenon for the U.S.
She placed third in the 10K freestyle. Gus Schumacher.
Schumacher won
only the third U.S. men's victory at a World Cup ever and the first since 1983. Gus Schumacher.
That's one of my favorite athletes from Lillehammer was the skier, the cross-country skier from Fiji. He was in Oslo, as I told you this several times. He was an exchange student, and he represented Fiji in the Olympics. And I'm not sure he's finished that race yet all these years, but he was about 3 miles behind everybody, but they were cheering him lustily, the guy.
Schumacher is 23 years old. He's from Alaska.
Oh, he's not a local then.
Not a local guy, but an American.
An American, that's
right. A U.S. American.
Yep. Well, the good news is you got those stories in your St. Paul paper and your Minneapolis paper You didn't get the Super Bowl the week before, but you got the alpine skiing stories in your paper today.
We did get the alpine skiing stories. The Super Bowl ending at 5-10 ended too late. God almighty.
Yeah, that is not the glorious moment of the Star Tribune's history, that's for sure.
I'm going to get a wild score because they're playing Hayden.
Now get a wild score while I do a the pause. Yeah,
there we go. Pause. That's planning right there on Monday Night Sports Talk.
And here's the pause. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers. You can swear for these guys, can't you, Reavers?
100%. I love the guys 100%. At the Valley Group.
You got your your last vehicle there. I've gotten 5 or 6 vehicles from Jim Paul and Brett Paul, Apple Valley and Hastings, whole fleet of SUVs, whole fleet of trucks. You can find the Sierra, and which is a GMC product. Suits has assured me of that. And the interest rates, last time I looked, which is only a couple of days ago, 0.9% to some of the vehicles, 1.9%. That's like the good old days as far as interest rates are concerned. So I trust these guys, and they'll take good care of you. Go out and pick up a new vehicle or a used one. They have a big fleet of used vehicles, too. I've gotten 2 or 3 used vehicles from them that were great. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Apple Valley, and Hastings, the Valley Group of GM Dealers. Give them some business.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The dead bad guy in Burnsville has been officially named Shannon Cortez Gooden, 38 years old. Shannon Cortez Gooden, 38 years old.
And I can confirm this via Patrick Star Tribune. The Gooden's identity as the shooter was confirmed to the Star Tribune by a source who was briefed about the investigation. So.
And they still, are we officially waiting for the PCA to announce it? Is that it?
No, it's official now. It's good.
I know Alpha News and some of those places went with it quickly.
Yeah.
And this is, I would imagine that the a great complication in this whole thing, including having a psychopath in the room, was that they had 7 kids in there.
Right.
So it couldn't have been easy to figure out how to go about getting him out of there.
We do have more information on a question that you had asked earlier, Joe. Gooden pointed out that he has not been convicted of any further serious crimes. Maintained steady employment in the auto repair business for many years and provided for his long-term girlfriend, her 2 children, and his 5 children.
Oh, boy.
So that answers your question about the 7 kids inside the premises. The Dakota County Attorney's Office countered with that, along with the assault conviction, Gooden has had additional encounters with police involving assaults, disorderly conduct, and numerous traffic violations, demonstrating a continued disregard to obey the law. That is from the Dakota County Attorney's Office.
All right.
So,
Pat?
Bad deal.
Pat, the second period has just started in downtown St. Paul, and the Canucks are up 2-1.
I actually glanced at it before we came on the air, and we had the Ekman scored about a minute into the game to give us a big boost, and then this Vancouver team, which, honest to God, I had no idea they were creating a powerhouse out there, and I made some reference about a month ago or 6 weeks. Yeah, they got the Canucks in town, and somebody said, yeah, they're the best team in the league. I said, what?
37 wins. They're 37 and 19, counting the Euphorian losses.
Yeah.
37 and 19.
Yeah, and they got the Besser kid and from here, and they score some goals, that team. And they got 2 later on in the first period after the Wild jumped on them right away. They're really weird, aren't they? They're done, and they went 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going, and now they a mediocre team comes and beats them, and I don't know. They're you know, they're not out of it. They're kind of out of it, but they're only what St. Louis isn't winning any games either. So maybe they catch them.
I think you were ahead of me on this. You were ahead of the curve on this, but I got it. Hey, Riviera's got to be one of my top three golf courses.
Oh, it's a great.
What
golf
course. Because, I can watch him play number 10 all day long.
Yes. And here's the deal. They can hit it 380, but if they hit it off the fairway, they're in trouble. And it's you know, they can narrow it. They can kind of put the fairways so the ball will go, you know, kick right, kick left, and it's narrow, and the greens are just – they don't make long putts on that course, Joe. They those 8-footers are not gimmies on that place.
That ten is fun to watch how it tortures those guys. It's a drivable par 4, and they're probably. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at the stats. I bet there were as many bogeys as there were birdies.
Yeah, how about Hideki though? That's I saw that if you wanted to bet him in Vegas, which a couple of Japanese guys probably did, it was 125-1. Going into the final round, he was 100, you know, because they list, you know, you can bet on the whole field what they are going into the final round, because he was 6 back.
Yep.
He was 6 back, and he ended up winning by 3, right?
I got an idea for Hideki. He should start wearing those really bad shirts like Jumbo Osaki used to wear. Remember, they had fish on them and deep sea divers and all this weird stuff. It would really make him stand out.
Yes, he's not a big personality, but he's I don't think he won last year, but he won.
He's won 9 times in the PGA. Let me tell you something else. He can speak English. Don't give me this interpreter BS. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've been very frustrated with that. Jose Barrios, with the Twins. He could have lectured at St. Thomas in an English language course, and we still have to get an interpreter.
Yeah, give me that. Give
come
me
on,
a break.
Come on, Jose. Come on. Let's go here. We don't have to wait for some guy to give us a bad revelation of what you actually just said. So, if I had it to do over again when I was 30 years old, I would have taken a Spanish class instead or even when I was in Fulda, I would have taken Spanish instead of German.
I forgot.
And German has done me no good.
Whatsoever. No good.
Pat, you might remember this, but this was a couple of years ago, and there was a decent prospect, you know, a white kid that played at North Carolina or whatever. And he goes through, you know, the spring training with all the Latino guys, and he just basically remained quiet, didn't say a word, and they're all talking, you know, in Spanish around him and whatnot. He didn't say a word all spring training, and then on opening day, he spoke to a couple of the guys in their language, like, oh my God, like he figured out what they were saying about him all spring training. I got to find the piece because it's just hysterical that he sat there and listened to them talk, you know, crap about him all spring training.
that's pretty good. Duran's the same way. I mean, Duran, like when you interviewed him last year, he'd forget that he had the interpreter there and start answering the question in English, and then he'd go, then he'd pretend like he couldn't speak English anymore.
Do you have any Gopher basketball thoughts before we leave?
I thought they played really well last night, except you didn't have the privilege of watching it, Joe.
I did not.
They are, Reavers, what was it, 17 ahead? Were you watching, Reavers?
I unfortunately had a basketball tournament of my own yesterday, so I was not able to watch it.
They played great because Rutgers has been playing good. Rutgers has won 4 in a row, and they defend. And they go Pharrell Payne, the kid from Cottage Grove, and he was fabulous. And Dawson Garcia had a good game. And they're playing great. And all of a sudden, they're 17 ahead. And Rutgers throws the press on them down at the end. You know, they're like triple teaming the guy you're throwing it in, full court press. And it looked like Reavers' grade school team. They were, you know, Dawson Garcia would wait till the guy got triple teamed and then bounce a pass to one of his guys, and they'd steal it. They scored 11 points in a row in a minute and a half. Rutgers, and it was down to six. It was unbelievable. Then it was, you know, my only advice to Ben Johnson would be this week, maybe we spend 5 minutes working on how you get the ball inbounds on the other team.
I got to tell you, Patrick, the press does issue its challenges for the Jordan Hubman 12U team as well.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that can be a problem.
Yeah, they there's not deep thought before they throw their passes. Oh. Is that it?
They freak out when they know they got 5 seconds, so they just throw it somewhere.
Well, in other words, it was identical to the goal.
Very much so.
3-1 Canucks. 3-1 Canucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then they got this Hawkins. They got this little guard that they got from Howard University transfer, allegedly leads the nation in assists. He's fine. He plays all of a sudden, except there's like 5 minutes a game where he turns insane. He's doing this crazy stuff, throwing the ball all over. That's what he did at Purdue. And he just went awful. And then he's back. Okay. But they're not bad, though. They're way better than they were the last 2 years, which is not saying anything.
Are they going to get to the tournament, do you think?
I was just going to ask.
No, I don't think so. Their non-conference schedule was so awful that all the computer rankings are even though they won the games, the computer rankings are terrible. But they could win a couple of the Big Ten tournaments, the women and the men are both here, Joe.
Home court advantage, Patrick.
Oh boy, where are playing at? U.S. Bank
Target Center.
Target Center, and they could. Caitlin will put in more people than the Big Ten basketball tournament will, but Caitlin will be here, so they'll just hope that Iowa makes it to the finals so they can get 3 days of sellouts with her. You know that they're playing, Iowa's playing here, Joe, the last, I think the 29th, and the last game of the season, and it was sold out in December for the Iowa women.
Oh, boy.
Because of her.
Yeah.
And that was, she's bigger phenom now than she was then. It's pretty amazing.
That's all I got.
All righty. I am going to go have dinner tonight with Eichten and Haberman, two of my best buddies from Fulda, Minnesota. One of them's got a place down here, and the other guy spends time here in the winter. So,
Dan, where are you going to go? Seafood place?
No, we're going to Eichten's house for one of his gourmet meals.
Oh, boy.
Talk smart and tell lies.
All right.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
It's the new year, and everyone is talking about their resolutions. Resolutions are based on topics for which we have become complacent. The Canopy Group has a New Year's resolution for you. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. That is an easy call because 80% of those people had only one agent with one company. No options. The Canopy Group offered them 40 professional with 16 companies. Many options. The Canopy Group's New Year resolution has always been to annually examine every existing Canopy client. Each and every day, the Canopy Group team is reaching out to their client base and moving many clients from one of their 16 companies to a different company that they also represent. This is a great call for the Canopy Group to make because it is their ongoing promise to always provide their clients with the best coverage at the best price and forever doing away with insurance complacency. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.